Alita. Friends and families gathered at the Alita rink on December 31st where they enjoyed good food, potluck appetizers, drinks, skating, games and visiting with everyone to ring in the new year. A good time was had by all. Watch for more gatherings among friends at the rink during coming days and weeks. The breakfast challenge is now officially on. The Alita Hall and Rink Auxiliary held their first breakfast of the new year on January 8th with Kitchen Group 4 in charge. They served up 45 breakfasts. Another challenge was January 15th. See you on January 22nd when Group 2 will be at the helm. The Alita Rex will be hosting their annual hockey tournament on January 20th and 21 at the rink. The participating teams are Alita, Bellegarde, Storthokes, Oxbow, Lampman and Reston. Come enjoy a game or two. The Alita Curling Club is planning their annual Oil Men Farmer Bondspiel for the February 3rd and 4th weekend. To register your team, call Margaret at 306-485-7245 by January 30th. There is a 16-team limit. Remember, Act 1 production has their drama tickets on sale now. They may be picked up or reserved with Linda at the post office at 306-577-3155. The drama weekend is March 9th and 10th with cocktail evenings. March 11th is dinner theater and the Sunday matinee is March 12th. Congratulations to Jim Bocher and Marcel Peterson, who were married December 16th in Redvers. The Alita community extends sincere sympathies to the following families who have lost loved ones in December 2022. Frankard, Sanborn families on the death of Don Frankard of Winnipeg on December 12 at the age of 77. Andy and Irene Girard on the death of their brother Maurice Girard of Douglas, Man. On December 20 at the age of 67. Greg Swallow and family on the death of his father Glenn Swallow of Alameda on December 23 at the age of 72. And Ken and Diane Potapinski and family on the death of her mother Marion Barber of McGregor, Man, on December 31. Spending Christmas 2022 with their families were Don and Linda Akins with daughter Melissa of Cranbrook, BC, and granddaughter Carly of Regina on December 14 in Regina. Leonard and Lil Patton with daughter Wendy and Rob Lutzer of Calgary, and granddaughters Kaylee and Reese of Vancouver. Also joining the family were Trevor and Sherry Patton, Cordelia and Keegan. Faye Walker, with daughter Deidre and Jeff Nickel and girls in Saskatoon. Gray and Adele Cowan with Jeff Cowan and Raylene Markoski of Regina, Diane Markoski of Alameda, Lacey Nilsson and friend Jesse of Regina, also including Tim, Shelley and Ainsley, and Tim, Shelley and Ainsley Cowan, and Gray and Adele Cowan, with Kelsey Ridberg and Stephen Wilson of Estevan, who brought Chinese food on December 26. Faye Walker received the best news ever, as her lost blind dog Pepper had been found alive after 3 weeks. Much appreciation to Lane for spotting, picking up and looking after him until she returned home on December 29.